This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in the hot seat today is my very special guest from a very, very cool company. Mark Bagley is the Vice President of Products at Veridin, which means...
Truth and War.
Truth and War. Welcome.
Thanks.
So you guys are one of the coolest companies. You started security instrumentation and just exploded onto the scene. Tell us what it means, how it works, how it's so different from everything else we've seen in the market.
Wow, that's a lot.
We have time?
Outstanding. Well, security instrumentation is all about bringing the principles of test and measurement to cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. Removing those corrosive assumptions that bluntly are the ones that keep folks...
They get breached. So people are having a false sense of security is what you're alluding to.
Yeah, a lot of the time. Yeah, folks are experiencing a false sense of security.
I've got my firewall, I've got a NAC solution, I do my vulnerability assessment, I think I've trained my team right, I just lost 100 million records.
Correct.
I just lost 80 million records.
Correct.
I'm a small business that now just went out of business. Every day in the news, somebody's getting breached.
Correct.
What are you doing to stop that for them?
So we exist to allow for folks to test their defenses, prove and produce quantifiable metrics-based evidence that your defenses function as you intend them to.
Now this sounds real technical, but let's step back. If I went to your website, I would see the coolest looking dashboard in the security industry. Am I right?
I think it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. That dashboard is telling me what?
That dashboard is telling me about the validation of my defense's effectiveness.
Yesterday, last week, or right now?
All of the above.
That's awesome. So if something's happening today, is it a new form of malware, an APT attacking my network? Do I have a vulnerability? Did I leave SMB protocol 1 open by mistake, which is what WannaCry took after?
Yeah.
You're going to help me understand that in real time?
I am going to evaluate your defenses and whether or not they are capable of protecting you from WannaCry or from any of the other common underlying adversary behaviors that are used in all of the common and uncommon methods that are employed by the adversary to breach.
Do we call the common methods the MITRE attack framework?
So you could, and we have a great visualization of all of the tactics and techniques, including the tests we've run mm-hmm. and the performance of your defenses, which ones are adding value, which ones are keeping you safe, and which ones weren't involved.
So if I have an antivirus product that's not up to snuff, you're going to notice that?
I will.
If I have a SIEM or a SIM that's not giving me an alert when I should have got the alert, maybe it's misconfigured, you're going to notice that?
Yes, I am.
This is incredible.
I think so.
Is it a scoring system on the dashboard? Like, how do we weight risk in real time? How do you alert me that we have this problem?
So I can alert you in a couple of different ways. One way I can alert you is to a change from your known good state. So let's say you've used Veridin, you've baselined your environment, you've established what you want your controls to be doing, mm-hmm. and then you can configure an advanced environmental drift analysis, or ADA for short, monitor.
Wow, this sounds cool.
I can configure my criteria, I can do positive testing, I can do negative testing, and now I can know when my server ops team moves half the stuff that I should be inspecting with network security into a different VLAN, and my controls were left in the dust.
Now, does this security instrumentation function in a hybrid model? What if I've got a lot of things I've moved to the cloud?
It does function in a hybrid model. So, variety of infrastructure as a service providers are supported, mm-hmm. and you can run any part of the Veridin solution either in your data center or in the sky.
So Veridin is easily deployed
yep.
in any network environment, whether it's an intranet or a cloud, it's hybrid. Give me an example of typical deployment cycle, day, week, or month, and who's a typical client?
Sure. So we have clients in nearly every vertical. You know, everything from energy, both production and transmission, financial services of all types, healthcare, manufacturing, like the list
US goes. U.S. government. Yeah, everybody. He's not saying a word. Okay, so Veridin is really the first of its kind security instrumentation.
Yep.
Easily deployed.
Yep.
Explaining in real time what's going on, where your weaknesses are and your risks.
Mm-hmm.
How do I fix the problems you're finding? Do you have those instructions? You do.
Yeah, I do. We offer prescriptive guidance to our customers about how they can make quick policy tuning decisions. You know, we like to call them like $5 fixes that are oftentimes the underlying cause of a breach. So that guidance is delivered in our baseline content mm-hmm. that our customers receive when they subscribe to Veridin.
So where should our users go to learn more?
They should go to our Veridin website, veridin.com. We're now part of FireEye, and you can also learn more at FireEye's website.
Are they going to let you keep Veridin.com? Because I think it's a cool website and a cool name. It's a cool brand.
I sure hope so.
Me too. So I'm sending you to Veridin.com, but you could go somewhere else. Veridin.com. We're talking about the verification.
Effectiveness validation process.
Effectiveness validation process and truth during war, and it's cyber war. Everybody today is under attack, whether they know it or not. Security instrumentation is a must-have. That's what Veridin developed first. They're ahead of the curve. Check them out.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.